In the book of Hebrews, one can hardly fail to observe the tone of triumph from the Apostle Paul in giving his summary, announcing it is an established fact that we have a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in the heavens. A high priest such has been described as holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners. The book of Hebrews can be interpreted as a somewhat complicated book with its unfolding complex theologies and its intricate relationship between the Hebrew concepts and their New Testament counterparts. However, at the fundamental level, it is actually one of the most uncomplicated books within the New Testament. And perhaps we've already seen why. It's a simple book because it's really built to do one thing above all, and that is to bring the message to us that Jesus is, as the book has relentlessly asserted, the revelation of God, the final prophet, and the embodiment of the living word. However, there is also an undeniable theme within the text which alludes to a kind of superiority of one way being better than the other, or more correct. And that has a tendency to rub up against our theology of inclusion here at St. John the Divine. So something important to pay attention to here is context. The book of Hebrews was written to Hebrew Christians who are teetering on the edge of a cliff. They are facing the temptations every day to shrink back to Jerusalem, to the old covenant, and everything that went along with it. This message of superiority of Jesus would have been particularly important to Jewish Christians in Rome who were struggling under Nero's persecution and were considering moving back towards Mosaic law. The writer was attempting to show these new Jewish Christian believers that, though they were faced with suffering, they were indeed following a better way, and they ought to persevere. The life, death, and resurrection of Jesus is their new reality. The old covenant, according to our Hebrew text, was an earthly copy or a shadow of something heavenly. Throughout its pages, Hebrews makes clear that Jesus Christ exceeds all other people, pursuits, objects, or hopes to which human beings offer their allegiance. The book of Hebrews images Jesus as better than the angels and as bringing better life to humanity. As the writer of Hebrews alludes to, the old covenant has now been replaced with a new covenant that is grounded on new promises. And Christ's ultimate, finished, perfect work on our behalf is that very thing. Amen.